Campaign addition is an odd form of mathematics. Mitt Romney was the front runner on Monday with 3 wins. He lost 3 on Tuesday, but remains the front runner. We're counting up to the nomination today. It's Wednesday, February 8th, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, John.
It's all about those delegates. Good morning, Celeste.
That's right. That's what people are really counting. But no one had talked about Rick Santorum much since his very close win in Iowa. Still, the former senator walks away with 2 states Mitt Romney won in 2008. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes. And a little later, a closer look at the Court of Appeals decision that supports gay marriage in California. But here's what you're talking about.
America was in decline, is slowly getting better, but we'll take a complete overhaul and choice of election for real change.
That's a response we got when we asked about whether or not the United States is in halftime in response to that Super Bowl ad from Chrysler, Halftime in America. Do you think it's halftime in this country? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. First, though, let's check in on the headlines.
As we said, a big night for Rick Santorum. He takes a clean sweep of the Colorado and Minnesota caucuses, as well as the Missouri primary. The former Pennsylvania senator took all 3 contests with at least 40% of the vote, even beating Mitt Romney in Missouri by 30 points. Romney came in 3rd in Minnesota, by the way. Ron Paul was 2nd. After many pundits declared his candidacy dead on arrival, though, Rick Santorum told supporters his campaign is back.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't stand here to claim to be the conservative alternative to Mitt Romney. I stand here to be the conservative alternative to Barack Obama.
The trifecta for Santorum puts a dent in Romney's front-runner status and delivers a possible head wound to Newt Gingrich's candidacy as they head into another round of voting this weekend. However, the former Massachusetts governor congratulated his rival from his campaign headquarters in Denver.
This was a good night for Rick Santorum. Want to congratulate Senator Santorum. Wish him the very best. We'll keep on campaigning down the road, but I expect to become our nominee with your help.
All 3 of Tuesday's contests were non-binding. That means no delegates were awarded. Caucuses in Maine begin on Saturday and are expected to last for a week. The fight over marriage equality took another step towards the Supreme Court after a federal appeals court ruled California's ban on same-sex marriage violates the U.S. Constitution. The Ninth Circuit said the voter-approved ban, known as Proposition 8, denies equal protection rights for gay and lesbian couples. Opponents of the ruling say they will appeal.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad wants his vice president to hold talks with opposition leaders. That decision comes as the city of Homs is said to be under a direct attack from security forces for the 5th straight day. Activists say at least 50 people have died in the fighting within the last 24 hours. Al-Assad's regime is becoming increasingly isolated. 5 European countries and 6 Arab Gulf nations have recalled their ambassadors amid the crackdown. A U.S. drone killed 8 people in northwest Pakistan near the Afghan border. Pakistani intelligence officials say missiles hit a house, but the identities of those killed remain unknown. And the State Department is preparing to cut its workforce at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. Our partner, the New York Times, says officials are reconsidering half of the nearly 16,000 positions. One reason for that about-face, government authorities can no longer justify the $6 billion annual price tag.
And controversy from religious institutions over the White House taking a second look at a new rule dealing with birth control and the Catholic Church. Health care provisions mandate employers to include free birth control and contraceptives as part of coverage. Nokia says it plans to cut 4,000 jobs by the end of the year. The layoffs come at smartphone manufacturing plants across Europe and Mexico.
Asian and European markets are up right now, and so are Wall Street futures. The Dow will start at 12,878, the S&P at 1,347, and the Nasdaq at 2,904. Well, if you were among the one-third of Americans who watched the Super Bowl on Sunday, amazing audience figures, you probably saw that Clint Eastwood ad at halftime.
It's halftime in America, too. People are out of work, and they're hurting. And they're all wondering what they're going to do to make a comeback.
Identified with Clint Eastwood, but it actually came from Chrysler, which says America is not in decline. What do you think? Are we even in the game at this point? Is this halftime in America? 877-8-MY-TAKE or find us at facebook.com/thetakeaway.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.